Excuse me, stepbrother? Hello? Can I come in your room? How are you doing? Why, well, I'm just trying to make conversation. How are you doing? I'm doing pretty well. No, actually, I'm not doing pretty well. My girlfriend, well, not my ex-girlfriend, she broke up with me, like, 2 days ago, and I'm pretty devastated about it. Yeah, I want to talk about it, thank you for offering. I'm sorry, I just need someone to vent to, I guess. I don't know anyone else that I trust, except for you. Can I come sit on your bed? Okay. So, here is what happened. I was with my girlfriend, right? In her bedroom. And then I sat on her bed. And then we kissed. But she told me that I was really bad at kissing. And I could use some practice. But she doesn't want to practice with me. Instead, she said, like, I know someone who's a way better kisser, and I'm gonna dump you to go out with him. So, that kinda sucks, huh? And now I'm wondering, how the heck do you even kiss? Because I just, you know, I did something, like, with my lips and stuff, and we were touching lips a lot, so I guess I was doing something right, but apparently she didn't like it. So I was wondering if you have some tips for me on how to become a better kisser, please, because I'm kind of desperate. Yeah, I did pull her in with my hands and stuff. Well, I grabbed her shoulders, and then I was like, here, you're mine. And then I was like, like kissing and stuff. And she didn't like it, apparently, because she pulled away. Yeah, it was really embarrassing. I've never felt something that embarrassing in my whole life before. So I was super embarrassed. And then she said, like, oh, you're super bad at kissing. I'm not gonna kiss you anymore. I'm breaking up with you. And I was like, no, don't break up with me. But it was too late. She was gone. I had her. And now I don't. Because I suck at kissing. That's the story of my life. Every time I get something cool and new, or something good happens, then something bad happens. Well, maybe something good will originate from all of this, but I'm not sure. Kissing practice with you. Yeah, just teach me some more tips. What else do you got for me, Stepbro? Why are you smirking like that? Real kissing practice. Wait a second. With whom? With you? Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, let's kiss. Us kissing. The two of us, two boys kissing. Yeah. Yeah, let's do it. Wouldn't that be something, huh? I would be into it, probably, but I'm not sure. No, you're just me. Are you for real? I'm not sure. Wait, us kissing? Well, isn't that kind of sus? Well, like suspicious, like amogus sus, like two boys kissing. That's kind of gay, right? We can't do that. And we're also stepbrothers, and like, that's kind of even more sus. I'll be like, stepbro, what are you doing? And then you'll be like, oh, stepbro, you're stuck. And then I'll no, I'm stuck. I don't know. Yeah, I know. I need to relax. I'm kind of hyperventilating hyperventilating. You are for real. Well, I don't really see any downsides, except for me being flustered as heck when you kiss me, which will probably happen, huh? But apart from that, huh? Yeah, why not, huh? Just two bros kissing in bed. Because they're stepbrothers, and because kissing practice, and I'm so awkward, I'm really sorry. Yeah, I give consent to do some kissing practice with you. First of all, you lay your hand on their knees. Got it. Like this? No, wait, what? You told me to put my hand on your knee. What is wrong? Oh, you're gonna put your hand on my knee. Wait, does that mean I'm the girl? Hey, that's not fair. I want to be the boy in the boy-girl relationship. Remember, this is my kissing practice, right? I need to remember it for when I kiss another girl, right? Okay, I guess you can just show me from my point of view, so I can understand what the girl would feel like, and what they would like, and what would feel right. yeah, okay. Your hand on my knee. Okay. Hey, wait. No homo, right? I mean, of course not, but still, no homo, right? Why aren't you saying it? Yeah, come on, you're supposed to say it. You're supposed to. Wow! I kissed you. No, you kissed me. I can't believe it. It happened. I'm sorry. I'm a bit flustered. Again. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, what's the next step? While you're kissing, you just put your hands on their hips. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that feels good, I guess. Well, it's not like I feel good at this moment in time, I guess. It's just for when you do it to a girl, then the girl would feel good, right? Yeah. We're on the same page here, right? We're not doing this because we enjoy it, right? We're doing this for educational purposes, huh? Right? Yeah. Okay. How about the next step? The pinning. Wait, pinning someone down? That's a big leap. Isn't that something that usually kind of results in some, you know, spicy action? I'm not saying we should go there, but if we're gonna do the kissing practice thingy right, then we better go all the way, right? Huh? Step bro? No homo though, but You know. We'll see. Okay. Yeah, fine. I'm ready. Pin me down, Daddy. Pin me down, oh stepbrother, for I am ready to be educated on kissing girls. I got it. You use the palm of your hand and you put it on their neck. Sorry. Just hard to focus when you're like staring into my eyes like that. You're kinda hot, you know? No homo though. Okay. Am I still doing good in the whole kissing practice department? I can feel I'm learning so much. Maybe you should do it again. Yeah, I'm definitely learning. How about what comes next, stepbro? How about you show me exactly what you would do if I were your girlfriend right now and I was pinned down in your bed? What would you do? For research purposes, of course, and for a better understanding of what would feel good to your girlfriend. It's just, you know, so I can do it to girls in the future when I date girls and not boys, girls, because I'm definitely straight and I'm definitely not having a gay awakening right now because of my hot stepbrother pinning me down and kissing me. Okay, I'm ready for you to take it a step further. Just pretend I'm a girl and you're my boyfriend. I'll learn so much that way, I promise. You do what with your hands? Excuse me, sir. Are you sure that I can, you know, that I can handle that? Yeah, well, I know I asked you to treat me like a girl, but I'm not sure if I... Okay. Yes, sir. I'll listen to you. You're the master of kissing practice after all, and treating a girl right. I'll listen to you. Yeah, I'm your little boy's I'm your little boy toy. Boy wife. Boy. Sorry, daddy. Son. I'm having a gay panic. I'm sorry. I'm having a little bit of a trouble. I'm sorry. I'm having a little panic attack, I think. Because you're really hot. And I didn't really think I would like this much. But I'm hella into it. And this is getting a little, out of hand, sir. This is getting a little funny. I'm having all of these funny little thoughts about you in my head and what I want you to do to me, sir. Stepbro, sir. Alpha. Okay. I'm flustered as fuck. I didn't realize that I was into guys this much, as well as girls. Am I gay? Am I bi? No homo though, but please do me, daddy. Make me your boy wife? I mean, I don't know. You tell me. What do you want to do to me? Wait, what are you doing? Whispering it in my ear? You're gonna whisper in my ear what you're gonna do to me? Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Please show me how it's done. Your hand is in my boxers, sir. Step bro, your fingers are your fingers are your fingers are stretching out my booty hole. This feels weird. It's like I kinda want you to put your cock in me. Treat you like a girl, right? Yeah. Okay, walk me through the steps you would take if I were a girl. Okay, so first pinning, right? We got that down. Then the kissing. And then you go into their panties with your hand. Yeah, you're doing that right now. And then you do what? Finger them. But you can't finger me, right? Because I'm not a girl. I don't have a vagina. I don't have a pussy. You can't finger me. I don't even have a clitoris. There's another spot. What do you mean another spot? There's no other spot. What do you mean? I have a clitoris in my pussy? Oh. I've heard about that, but I don't know if it's real, though. Wait, are you sure that boys can experience pleasure when you finger them? And when you try to reach that spot with the tips of your finger? Huh? Oh. I'm down to try it if you are. Kinda like it when you shut me up with kisses. Okay. I'm ready to be fingered, I think. A loop? Oh yeah, of course we need loop. Yeah, I almost forgot. What? No loop? Well, what are we gonna do then? Just go in without any loop? That wouldn't feel nice, I think. What are you Oh, you're licking your fingers. That is arousing. Step bro? Yeah, I'm ready to be fingered with your saliva, I guess. Will it feel good? Do you promise? Okay, I'll just close my eyes then for you. Yeah, oh God. Your fingers, they feel really nice inside me. Yeah. I'm yours. Treat me like a little girl. Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now. Yeah, oh, finger me, daddy. Yeah. You're a little boy wife. I'm your little slut. Slow down, slow down. Slow down. What? I'm moaning like a girl? No. I can't help it. You're just fingering me so good. Where'd you learn how to do that? Did you also have an older stepbrother to teach you this kind of stuff? Wait. I want to learn how to do that trick you're doing right now. I don't even know what you're doing, but you're touching a spot. I fucking love it. Yeah. Finger me, daddy. I'm your little boy wife. What? Yeah, I'm a little loud, I'm sorry, but okay, I'll be a little more quiet. What? Why'd you stop? I was just starting to really get close. I mean, squirting a load close. I mean, coming like a slut for you. Close. Hands free. Just from you fingering me. Why did you stop? You like me moaning too much. Then why did you stop? That doesn't make any sense. You like it too much. What's going on? Are you not okay with whatever we just did? Hey, talk to me. Come on. I loved it. No, don't worry. I know I wanted just a little kissing practice. But, I mean, this is probably the best thing that ever happened to me. I know we're stepbrothers, but we're not family, right? I mean, and you made me realize stuff. Maybe I don't want to kiss girls. Maybe I want to kiss hot boys. Maybe I'm gay. Maybe I'm bisexual or gay. I think I'm gay, actually, because I like this way more than doing anything with my girlfriend. Ex-girlfriend. I love you. No, I don't love you. I'm sorry. This is confusing. But I guess I'm gay. And you helped me realize that. And that is something I will forever remember. If you didn't do the things you did just now to me, then perhaps I would have never figured it out. Or way too late. So, hold my hand, come on. Hey, I liked it. You don't have to feel guilty about it. I really liked it, and I enjoyed it so much. You're insanely talented with your fingers, and thank you for making me feel like a girl. I liked that a lot. I don't know what it is, but it's not like it didn't feel gay to me. It felt a little more like I was a girl. And you were my boyfriend, and I'm confused. I liked it so much. I'm really confused. Maybe it's better if I explore myself and my own feelings a bit, to know exactly who I am. Maybe I'm not gay, maybe I'm just, you know. Anyways, what you did today to me, now, I'll remember it forever, and I'll be grateful forever because you made me feel so good. And I've never felt so good. And it doesn't mean I enjoyed, you know, the pleasure. Well, I definitely also did that. But also, I just enjoyed being your girl, I guess. It feels weird. Everything is a little confusing. Can I have a hug? Thank you. Thank you, stepbro. But don't tell anyone about this, okay? This is our thingy. And nobody else has to know about it but us. Thank you so much for the way you made me feel today.